We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, August the 11th, we have come to the end of a broadcast week, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we played for years with our listeners, and we'd like to play it with you again on this Friday afternoon. We just have four soundbites that we have accumulated over the last week of Issues Etc. broadcasts. We picked them out because they struck our fancy. As we were listening in real time, as we were conducting these interviews, we heard an answer that stuck out to us. You actually get a chance to vote for one of these four to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It may be something you agree with or disagree with. It may be something you've never heard before or you feel like you have to hear again, something you're going to tell somebody else about. Your reasons are your own. All we need you to do is listen and then vote for one of these soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. We'll get your email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc with your vote, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. If you were emailing, tweeting, or registering your vote at facebook.com/issuesetc, we'd like to know who you are, where you listen, which soundbite you're voting for, and most importantly, why you're voting for that soundbite. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Kristen Day of Democrats for Life, responding to the statement that Democrats, especially those running for office, can be pro-life as long as they don't vote that way.
That's absolutely ridiculous. You would not do that on any other issue. For example, you know, if you said, I oppose human trafficking because it degrades and harms women, but I'm not going to legislate to stop human trafficking because my party doesn't want me to, particularly when you're talking about life in the womb. If you believe that life begins in the womb, I mean, how can you not legislate to protect that life? It just makes no sense. So any legislature that says that is not being honest with themselves. They're showing their true colors. They're showing that they're a single issue. All they care about is abortion. They don't care about the health of the Democratic Party. They don't care about the future of the Democratic Party. They only want the Democratic Party to represent their views. If you look around the country, 68 out of 99 state legislatures are controlled by Republicans. There are 35 Republican governors, and then Democrats have 15. Republicans have full control, meaning House, Senate governorship, of over half the states, while Democrats have control of only six. So the numbers of losses that we've had in the last 10 years are just really stunning. And the Democratic Party has been led astray by the abortion rights movement that thinks that this abortion messaging is a winning strategy. It simply isn't a winning strategy outside California and New York.
That's soundbite number one, Kristen Day of Democrats for Life, on Democrats saying that they can be pro-life as long as they don't vote that way. Soundbite number one, you can vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number week. It's the number two this week comes from Dr. Albert Mohler. He was kind enough to join us while we were in Wittenberg, Germany, to talk about the hijacking of the Reformation. Here he is talking about the children of Pietism.
Pietism has two children, the way I see it. And certainly secularism is one of them. But the other is this do-it-yourself, what Eric Voegelin called ersatz religion. It's just whatever religion I put together. Robert Bella years ago, you know, talked about Sheilaism.
And
I think Pietism is the father of that too. This individualistic spiritual quest. So E.J. Dionne, who drives me absolutely nuts, writing in his op-ed piece in the Washington Post that got published all over the place in the last several days, said liberal religion is the answer, conservative religion is the problem. And even though people don't believe in God anymore, here's the good news, they're still spiritual. That's not good news, by the way, in the way he means it, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Pietism has those two children, hardline secularists, and then this this religion of personal autonomy that is disguised as spirituality.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Albert Mohler on the children of Pietism. If you'd like to vote for that one, I wouldn't blame you, 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Cameron McKenzie. He was also kind enough to join us in Wittenberg, Germany for an interview on the 95 Theses. He concluded our conversation by giving some advice as to what to look for if you're reading them for the first time, what to look for in Luther's 95 Theses.
Get ready to enjoy Luther's humor, because even as he's writing about a serious subject, he's doing so in a way that actually is kind of funny. And that's particularly when he starts talking about the fundraising efforts of the church. You remember that the indulgence salesman John Tetzel had used the little advertising phrase that as soon as the money clinks into the money chest, the soul flies out of purgatory. Well, Luther articulated a couple of theses doing with that. And the one that I think is humorous, he says, well, it is certain that when money clinks in the money chest, greed and avarice can be increased. But when the church intercedes, the result is in the hands of God alone. So yeah, he has a way of arguing that I think can bring a smile to your face even in these days. The second thing, though, that I would be cautious about is that they really shouldn't look too hard for the gospel. There are some theses that sound kind of nice, like the true treasures of the church are the gospel. But to look for Lutheran themes, you're really not going to find them. Historians argue whether Luther had discovered the gospel before the 95 Theses or after. It's kind of a technical topic. We could have a whole show on the evidence pro and con for that. But people really just should not expect to find it in the 95 Theses. So if they're looking for good Lutheran doctrine, they're not going to find it in this document.
That's Dr. Cameron McKenzie, soundbite number three on what to look for and what you probably won't find in Luther's 95 Theses. Vote for that one by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or tweet at issuesetc, or vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just give us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. It's from Pastor Heath Curtis talking about the birth rate, actually the dwindling birth rate, and shrinking churches.
We're just dealing with the first article gift of math. This is not theology so far. This is sociology. This is just where every religious group gets today's members is the children of yesterday's members. If your society has a birth rate that declines sharply and suddenly, as the white Protestant birth rate in America did, well, that's going to have consequences down the road. There's just no controversy about that statement amongst sociologists. There shouldn't be any controversy about that statement amongst theologians. So that's just math. Sociologists say, well, your denomination is shrinking, and one big reason it's shrinking is a lower birth rate than you had in the 50s and 60s. And they want to say, aha, you are telling us that the only way that we can become a growing denomination is to have more babies, and you want to chain women to the stove, and et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to pull out my hair, because I'm like, no, you're not listening. Our sociologists are simply pointing out a fact. One, they're pointing out a fact of where the majority of everybody's believers comes from, every denomination. Second, you need to take a deep breath and listen to the next thing out of their mouth, which is that there is no short or medium term, quote unquote, solution to the shrinking of American Christianity that's going to come from a higher birth rate. There's no quick solution. It's not going to reverse for anybody, not Lutherans, not Presbyterians. And that is a tough pill to swallow, but it is what the sociologists tell us is just going to happen.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis on a shrinking birth rate and shrinking churches. If you'd like to vote for that one, we'd be happy to take your vote at 1-877-623-MYIE, or we'll get your email as well, talkback@issuesetc.org, or your tweet at issuesetc. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to tell us which one you're voting for and why, and who you are, and where you're listening. This break is a great time to vote and pick one of these to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Kristen Day, on Democrats saying that they can be pro-life as long as they don't vote that way? Soundbite number two, Dr. Al Mohler on the children of pietism. Soundbite number three, Dr. Cameron McKenzie on what to look for in the 95 Theses. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis on the birth rate and shrinking churches. Call us during this break and vote for one of those, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
A year ago, my wife and I returned to America from 5 years of ministry in Karachi, Pakistan. I cannot adequately express how wonderful it was listening to Lutheran Public Radio's music broadcast each Sunday morning before church service. We still listen.
You can listen to Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, anytime, day or night, at LutheranPublicRadio.org, Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on the LPR mobile app.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I've got some friends down in Houston.
Join Mark and Molly Hemingway, Brian Wolfmiller, Rod Dreher, Jennifer Roback Morse, Scott Murray, and me for the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.
And they won't ask me questions.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office, 314-416-8117.
I know I'm wrong, and I and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, August the 11th. We're coming to you live, and the next step in the process, the next step in this little game we like to play with our listeners, are your votes. We've played the sound bites. Kristen Day on Democrats saying that they can be pro-life as long as they don't vote that way. Soundbite number two on Dr. Albert Mohler on the children of pietism. Soundbite number three, Dr. Cameron McKenzie on what to look for and what you might not find in the 95 Theses. And soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis on the birth rate and shrinking churches. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org with your vote, or a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote where we've left space for you to do so at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and a notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. First in Canada, Kurt is voting for soundbite number three. That's Dr. Cameron McKenzie, what to look for in the 95 Theses. He says, Dr. McKenzie, I learned history from him at the seminary, but also because we did a Bible study on the 95 Theses recently to glean what was going on at the start of the Reformation. Luther makes statements in the Theses and the explanation that were meant to strike up some conversation, maybe even controversy. In this anniversary of the Reformation, writes Kurt, more people should ask their pastors to study more of the early Reformation, even if it doesn't always sound Lutheran, 500 years and still going. Kurt, thanks for listening in Canada. Thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Earl listens in Clovis, New Mexico. He's voting for soundbite number two, Dr. Albert Mohler, on the children of pietism. He says that entire program with Dr. Mohler was just fantastic and pointed out a lot of things that should be obvious but were usually overlooked. He also says that soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis on the birth rate and shrinking churches, was very good as well. A very close second, says Earl in New Mexico. Thanks for listening out there. There's a tweet from Dave in Troy, Michigan. He says, can I vote for the travel log, Issues Etc.'s broadcast from Wittenberg, Germany, as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Well, of course you can vote for that, even though it's not one of the candidates. It's a rather long soundbite. I think we went about 40 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. But if you want to, feel free to do so. Dave, thanks for listening in Michigan. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, live this Friday, August the 11th. 1-877-623-6943. Our email address for your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address for your votes, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Rick's voting for soundbite number three, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, on what to look for in the 95 Theses. Rick says, I wish more people knew what was in the 95 Theses so they would stop pointing to them as though they were the sum and substance of Christian doctrine. In the 95 Theses, Luther defends the Pope. Yes, he does. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear Luther's hardly, barely what he would become in the 95 Theses. But of course, it will always be viewed as the beginning of the Reformation. Always has been, always will be, even though it doesn't really get us there yet, does it? The winner this week, according to your votes, for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, is soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Cameron McKenzie in our conversation in Wittenberg, Germany. We were talking about the 95 Theses, and here he is saying what you should look for and what you probably won't find in that document.
Get ready to enjoy Luther's humor, because even as he's writing about a serious subject, he's doing so in a way that actually is kind of funny. And that's particularly when he starts talking about the fundraising efforts of the church. You remember that the indulgence salesman John Tetzel had used the little advertising phrase that as soon as the money clinks into the money chest, the soul flies out of purgatory. Well, Luther articulated a couple of theses doing with that, and the one that I think is humorous. He says, well, it is certain that when money clinks in the money chest, greed and avarice can be increased. But when the church intercedes, the result is in the hands of God alone. So yeah, he has a way of arguing that I think can bring a smile to your face even in these days. The second thing, though, that I would be cautious about is that they really shouldn't look too hard for the gospel. There are some theses that sound kind of nice, like the true treasures of the church are the gospel. But to look for Lutheran themes, you're really not going to find them. Historians argue whether Luther had discovered the gospel before the 95 Theses or after. It's kind of a technical topic. We could have a whole show on the evidence pro and con for that. But people really just should not expect to find it in the 95 Theses. So if they're looking for good Lutheran doctrine, they're not going to find it in this document.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 3, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, on what to look for in the 95 Theses. The LPR bundle package goes to Kurt in Canada. Thanks for listening, Kurt, and thanks for everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Kurt, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Issues Etc. guests Anthony Esselin, Dr. David Scare, Pastor David Peterson, Dr. Kevin Vogts, and Pastor Bart Day have written columns in the August issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine. You can receive 6 digital or print issues for only $6.99. Learn more at cph.org/try-Lutheran-Witness. That's all one word, cph.org/try-Lutheran-Witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, interpreting contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the theology of 20th century Lutheran theologian Gerhard Ferdy with Dr. Jack Kilcrease, and Pastor Chris Roseborough will tell us how megachurch pastors recruit their volunteers. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.